Thank you, everyone. Welcome to my topic. Before topic, I will raise a question. Have anyone know or use RockMQ? Please hang up. RockMQ is donated by Chinese company Alibaba. If you have a look through our website, you could find RockMQ is defined as a distributed messaging and streaming with low latency, high performance, high reliability, and trillion level capacity and flexible capacity. So this is my second to Apache Con. Last year, I have shared another topic about Apache RockMQ 101. This year, I will share some of our workers about Apache RockMQ, what we have do to make RockMQ so high performance and low latency. So next. I think you are quite familiar with safe harbor statement, so I won't labor this slide. This is the agenda today we have shared. The first one, we will start an overview about Apache RockMQ, including its history, usage scenario, and what we have do to make it so high performance. And the second part, I will take some of the photos to describe the Apache RockMQ domain model and the overall architecture. And the third part and the fourth part, I will address is on RockMQ high performance and low latency feature. In the last, I will address the aspect of RockMQ future, including what we expect it to have. I'll move on. So I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Von Gosling, and I am working on Alibaba and working on messaging system in Alibaba. I'm an Apache RockMQ previous co-creator and open messaging founder, and I'm also Google Summit of Code mentor. This is my Twitter. Welcome to follow me. So let's first see the part one. Talking about the RockMQ history, we will return back to the 2013. At that time, before RockMQ, Alibaba has another messaging solution, but we're using the RDBMS for storage. In Alibaba, we have seek low latency and massive accumulation and order messaging. So that's why we created another messaging we named RockMQ. And 2014, RockMQ have widely used in Alibaba environment and reached the 194.5 billion messaging in Alibaba single day. Have you known Alibaba single day?
Yeah. Oh, November 11th?
Double 11 festival. Just like American Black Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Many products have heavily discounted on this day. So the time to 2015, Alibaba has first built his first cloud pub sub service on top of RockMQ. Right now, data has shown list, and list of five companies are also developing their cloud pub and sub system on top of RockMQ. And time to 2016, we have donated RockMQ to Apache. And under the Apache Software Foundation umbrella, we have begun to have to build our community over the world, and we create many integration projects such as Apache Spark Streaming and Apache Storm Connector, Apache Flume Connector. At the 2017, we have graduated to the top level project from Apache. Time to 2018, we have begun to try to move on the next generation of RockMQ. We named RockMQ 5, and we defined RockMQ 5 as cloud-native computing storage separating architecture. So that's the simple history of RockMQ. Oh, this is a picture depicts the use case for RockMQ. EAI system decoupling backbone for EDA and CEP. I think it is a traditional use case, so I won't labor in this layer. We can see data replication. And some of the use case I can describe for you. When we using MySQL, you know, MySQL have a master slave mechanism. We can simulate a master mechanism to send a dump command to master. At this time, we can copy the master data from the master to a slave. And if we using RockMQ to append the slave, we can using RockMQ to pop and sub the data change capture. So another famous data replication is about when we want to light our pitch, we want to light our cache and our data storage to compatible. We can using RockMQ to replicate the data from data source to sync up to your memory. The very popular example for this is Ignite Streamer. Do you know the Ignite Streamer? You can try it. And reactive streaming and service use case, I think, is a very promising scenario for RockMQ. Our team and the community are cooperating to work together on these two scenarios. So RockMQ, at present, completed ecosystem projects have been constructed around RockMQ. Just as this picture show, we can use matrix exporter and logger appender to connect to RockMQ and we can do online analytical processing. We can also using the RockMQ to transfer financial data, business data, and KIM data, and we can making more specification streaming processing. And another system project is IoT data. We can use in RockMQ IoT bridge. This is the developing project under the community. We can use this bridge to upload our data to RockMQ, and we can using the download application can use this project to offline processing. So this is our current RockMQ landscape. From this picture, we can see clearly that the bottom layer is about the basic features about Apache RockMQ. And on top of the layer, we can build enterprise-grade level MQ feature. And we can also provide cloud service around RockMQ. Alibaba has first built their cloud MQ function MQ product. In addition to Alibaba, there are at least three companies are building their cloud MQ on top of RockMQ. Fortunately, Alibaba has opened his cloud RockMQ website. You can log into Alibaba cloud website to learn more about details about Cloud MQ. So the next part, I will describe the overall architecture about RockMQ. This is the Apache RockMQ domain model. There are five concepts in the RockMQ. The first one is messaging. Messaging have two very important fields. Message ID, it is generated by broker, and message key. Message key is very, very useful. We can use message key to making our event sourcing. You know, if you, such as before, for example, we can cite our older ID as a message key, and after the we have sent the message to the broker, the consumer can using message key to search the orders. So the second domain model is topic. Topic has two very important concepts. Taggers, tag, you can consumer message using tagger A or tagger B or tagger A and B and C. Subtalk is similar to MQTT protocol. Nowadays, we can using Apache, we can using property to support this feature. Message queue, one topic has many message queue. Message queue is very lightweight message queue. It compared to Kafka, RockMQ queue does not have store any data. It's just index for data. So one topic can support many queues in RockMQ, and every queue has its consumer cursor. We call it offsite. And if you want to consume your topic like a group, you can use in group ID. So from this topic, we can solve the most of hot problem in messaging, such as consumer concurrency, right? We can use a group ID to solve the consumer concurrency. And the consumer hotspots, we can use message key to sharding, latch our consumer. And we can solve the consumer load balance from using consumer queue, and we can using topic queue to router our message from one topic to another topic, and connection multiplex we can using the same incident ID to reuse a connection, and for scenario time deployment we can using topic taggers and queue to make our scenario deployment.
Offsite.
Offsite is like just like cursor. You can backtracking your message from using offsite or using timestamp. So, okay. This is a RockMQ topology structure. In RockMQ, there are very two important components. One is name server. It depends on nothing. No dependent zookeeper, Eureka, and nothing. We just using 2,000 code to implement this component. Name server can provide service discovery and routing information. And every name server has a identical function. They have no master slave and leader fellow role. RockMQ broker is based on NETI, and we have researched our login storage. So from this picture, we can see when you send a message to the broker, you have first get your relay broker addressing from name server and send a message to broker. So the consumer has similar ways. This is a layer actually for RockMQ. The bottom layer, this layer, we have researched our own login system. We have not rely on any login system. So on top of this layer, we have a cache, and we're using the direct memory to store our messaging. And in this year, we have a traffic throttling and a circuit break. Right now in RockMQ, we have a global circuit break. If the messages are queuing in the broker more than 20 milliseconds, we have refused the request from the producer. And on the top of this layer, we have protocol handle. Right now, RockMQ has created its own TCP protocol. It does not support any protocol. So we're using NETI to encode and decode our protocol. So on top of them, we have provide some security, authentication, and authorization. So this is our client architecture. We RockMQ are using long HTTP polling to implement a broker discovery and to keep live and the connection results. And also, it also provides traffic slotting and circuit on the SD on the client end side. And they have uploaded their information. They have check from name server. When the meta info notification from name server, we will notification. And a client are using, we have building our remoting layer with NATI. We have a provider one-way async and sync communication ways. This is our OPIS architecture about RockMQ. RockMQ have provide open API, and on top of open API, we have provide some admin shells. We can use this admin shell to query, to diagnose some of the RockMQ message. And we can also using the Zabbix and any other node monitor system to monitor our broker system load, CPU, disk, networker, and memory. In community, we also provide another dashboard. So let's move to the third part about high performance. In Alibaba, there is very challenging workers that using the less annual budget to support a larger business in every year. I think this is also a problem facing by enterprise. How to reduce costs? The most direct weapon is to improve resource utilization. So the performance, we have seek high performance and low latency can reach this goal. Thus, we will do this thing. Before we talking about the high latency, this is a very famous Lato's law. Has anyone learned about Lato's law? Lato's law is a Kuhn theory expansion, and they have three factors. The first one is L. You can think the L is a concurrency. The second is lambda. Lambda is a throughput. And the second is the response time. You can think this is the response time. So if we want to make high performance, we can reduce latency response time or latency and improve high concurrency, right? About low latency, this is next part content. So we can in this part we can focus on how to make our system high performance. So this is a overall inspector of the RockMQ. RockMQ has many components. From this picture, we can see remoting layer, name server, broker, and so on. And off-heap, we must care about the networker and storage and the memory. Next, I will focus on the networking performance. So this is a required chain for RockMQ messaging. So you can see when the data into the network interface hardware buffer, we can adjust ring buffer size to making large interruption aggregation, right? And this part, soft interrupt request, we can stop interrupt balance. this parameter, and we can turn on the interrupter request affinity. You know, every network queue has bound to one call of the CPU. At this part, we can make a TCP node delay to 2 and to some of a parameter hidden in Linux parameter under the call or IPv4, such as we can tune in the socket max connector, and we can tune in some of the backlog and sync up and sync cookies and some of the about time wait parameter. And the application here, we can using the high performance network framework, just as RockMQ, we have using the NETi. So how do we position our bottleneck analyzer? This picture depicts the RockMQ's remoting layer. We can see we're using boss group for selector thread, and we're using child group for IO selector, and we're using another thread pool encode and decode our project. And when the message flows from here to here, we can see clearly. Nowadays we are using the linked blocking queue to dispatch our message to send message group, pull message group, a consumer message group. So we can replace this blocking queue to some of the locking free data structure such as a disruptor. So after some of worker, what I have described, we have reached this throughput for RockMQ. Let's make some details for this picture. This picture we have using 256 batch message, and with 1024 queues, we have using the 2 GB NIC network interface. From this picture, we have reached the about 900, and we are about to reach a proxy throughput about 900. It is very closely to the physical device. If we have using networker interface to multiply the message back, such as in this case, I using the 256. So we can see this number is very closely to the theoretical count. This is different with some of the throughput in some very big message. This is a very small message. So from this picture, we can see our CPU utilization. Our CPU utilization is very high. And our network interface is all very high. So the next direction, if we want to make our small message to have a high performance, we can turn to another physical device, such as we maybe have more CPUs, and we can using the non-volatile memory express. So that's our team, a next direction for the high performance. So the next part is I will address it on what do we do to make RockMQ to slow latency. What is latency? If you're using the storage such as Cassandra, MongoDB, and Lucene, you will find a quick changing problem. When the much data coming to the data storage, you can find some of the have a spec, and some of have a slow, and some have a high request timeout, request response time. So that is our, we call it low latency problem. In industry, we have a we named latency problem as a long tail latency. So the next, I have addresses on what we have to do to solve the latency. According to our observation and research, we found some of a back long tail latency will occur in the following scenario. First, when you allocate a memory, if a Linux kernel have no free memory, we can enter the background reclaim, right? If the background reclaim is slower than you call, it will enter the direct reclaim. At this time, the Linux kernel will block your processing and enter the very long tail latency. Another scenario about latency is about when you send your message and you enter the memory and the memory is swipe out. At this time, you will load memory from the disk. At this time, there are another long tail latency. So the first one, we can using the system call mlock, right, to lock some of the pre-clean memory. And the second one, we can adjust the swipeness to more number. And the last case is always always ignored by us. As we know, Linux operation has organized the page cache as some unit, right? Always is 4 kilobytes. And if we concurrently writing and write data from page cache, it will using locking and make some of the low latency. At this time, we must carefully design our data structure. So the next step, I will show you. Before we get into the our solution for latency, we have see the inherent latency. Several years ago, we have using the HTTP device, and at this scenario, we have make some of more latency than we have now. So we switch the SSD. From this picture, we can see the SSD's latency is about the maximum number is about milliseconds, right? So, okay. This picture depicts our solution for RockMQ. Let's make more description for you. We're using direct memory. We have a pre-clean some of a memory, direct memory when we start our broker. And when one message has come in, we can borrow some memory, such as the memory page cache is aligned with 4K. In this case, we can borrow one page, and we write when write position is here, and we using when the message is commit to this position, they can come back and ask your client, and the async thread can async commit this page cache. This is one async commit, and another async thread and to async flourish to the disk. So you can see from here we have two async. One is for async commit from the directory memory to fair page cache. Another is from the fair page cache to the disk. And when you write data or write message or consumer message, you can from here to write your data. And we keep the right position, commit position, and the write commission is some gap. So I have a describer our solution for our page cache design. This is our low latency summarize. From this picture, we have tuning some of the performance. From Java, we can using line thread pool and a buffer pool, and we can using the lock-free data structure, and we make a nice memory copy, and for from GVM, we can monitor stop word and making nice stop the word, and we switching from the CMS garbage collection to the G1. From memory, we have using mlog to reserve some of the memory and and to avoid the page fault, and we adjust our page cache swim lanes to avoid fail I/O, and we using data memory to early read back, and the direct I/O to avoid page cache lock. And about the CPU, we have using affinity CPU affinity to and using some using the NUMA. We turn up the NUMA switch. As we know, local request is faster than the remote access. And the next direction for low latency, we can using the some of the user space bypass technology, such as networking DBTK, right? And some of the fail-safe SPDK, some of this technology to reduce furtherly low latency. So from the network side, we can using we turn up the TCP node delay and tuning the interrupt request. So let's compare RockMQ with another famous messaging, Kafka. After our optimization for the low latency, we can see clearly from this packet, from this picture, RockMQ has reduced the latency from about 15.1 to 100, and RockMQ and Kafka this year, and we have using the different message body, such as 115, 115, and 300. That's all. Let's summarize what we have do to make a RockMQ performance. From this picture, we can see if we want to make our project, our system to tuning to behavioral concurrency, we can use Amdalong to seek the sequence and concurrency location, and using the small executor and the lock-free data structure to improve concurrency, and we can using the group commit to make system call, and we can using off-heap technology to reduce heap replication, and for Java virtual machine, we can monitor stop the world and eliminate bare lock, and for GC, we can using the G1, Azure the C4, and the Java 11 0 GC. From the Linux kernel tuning, we can polish our system from the CPU, memory, disk, network interface, and so on. So the last part I will address is the RockMQ, the next generation of RockMQ 5. So what's the definition of log-chemical 5? We have definition of log-chemical 5 of cognitive and storage computing separation and continue to have a high performance, low latency, and chilling capacity accumulation. So let's review the definition of the cognitive. This is I copied from CNCF definition of the cognitive. And opportunity, operability, explorer, expose control of application system left circle, and observability, we can provide meaningful signals for observing stage, healthy, and performance. And for elasticity, we can grow and shrink to fit in available resources to meet fluctuate demand. And for resilient, we can make our system have a more faster automatic recovery from failures. And for agility, we have using Kubernetes or Docker to make our faster deployment and isolation and reconfiguration. So the next generation of log-chemical is log-chemical 5. We will actively embrace the open messaging specification. So what is open messaging specification? Simple, to sum up, open messaging is a neutral window and a platform independent, language dependent. Unlike existence other messaging specifications such as AMQP, MQTT, and GMS, open messaging has provide some of the parts for the messaging and streaming. The first one, we have defined the messaging format. We just defined the messaging format. This is a metadata, just as CNCF's cloud events and open metrics. Under this layer, we have defined four APIs. The first one is a open message runtime, API. It is just like a GMS, but we are oriented with multiple language. The second is a benchmark API. It's a benchmark API. We have named it open messaging benchmark API. And third, we have also defined the connector API. We can use this connector to connect our various existing streaming solutions such as Apache Flink, Apache Kafka, and Apache Sparking. And we have using this connector to connect our cloud events. And in this specification, we also defined some of the tracing about messaging, such as client spine, brokers, server spine, and storage spine. In this specification, we have exposed some of the metrics of messaging. We have to calculate our metrics using gauge, counter, and indicator. This is the open messaging landscape. If you want to learn more about the details about open messaging, please visit our website, cloudmessaging.cloud. So the next generation of LogMQ, we have separated our storage, our messaging, and our streaming to different layer. In this year, we have abstracted our distributed ledger system. And in this year, we have continued to keep the LogMQ high performance and low latency. And in this year, we will develop another lightweight streaming framework on top of LogMQ. We can use this framework to do streaming processing and to integrate with other ELK and offline or online processing system. We can also use this connector to make some artificial intelligence and machine learning. So in the next generation, we hope to serve e-commerce, finance, big data, and IoT. As far as we know, e-commerce have requires of a high concurrency, and financial requires higher reliability, no message lost, And big data, and big data have required high performance and high throughput. In RockMQ, I have described our Polish experience for small message, right? It's not easy for big message. Big message is very important to reach the network interface bottle. And for IoT, we will provide some of the IoT bridge, such as MQTT, Coaber, and Loin. And we also support many topics. So if we're using the RockMQ in IoT scenario, we can support many topics. So this is what we have sharing in this topic. The first one is RockMQ Twitter. The second is Open Messaging Twitter. Thanks. Any question? Yes?
So I'm just curious, what are the parts that Kafka actually does better than RocketMQ?
What?
So what are the parts that Kafka actually does better than RocketMQ?
Now that we have null support.
So?
Yeah.
What you said RocketMQ does better with small messages, not big messages?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's the definition between big and small?
Oh, okay. In our production environment, we always using the 4 kilobytes to 6 kilobytes. And we have defined the, as we know, we have a definition of MTO, right? I think if the message payload is less than the MTO, we can define this as a small message. So
in packet,
yeah, packet. Yeah, yeah. In this layer, we are difficult to reach the bottom line for various message. So this is what I have learned. What we have introduced this session, we have just solved this problem.
Initial?
Yeah. One-to-one. If you're using the consumer group, this one machine, you can implement this scenario. One-to-one?
No, I mean that the message size 4K. It's only one memory map, one memory page.
Okay. Any question?
How many lines of code?
Let me think. It's about 13 to 14.
How do you deploy?
Thousands.
How do you deploy this process? So, I guess it's so.
What?
How do you deploy this?
We can using we provide some of the admin tool. Yeah, we can using this shell, or we can using the Docker. We have a developer another some of the Docker component to deploy.
So how does that work out for you with Docker? Because you're doing a lot of very low level CPUs kind of work in here. So does that work okay in Docker and VMs?
Yeah.
Hardware.
Yeah, nowadays we have one physical device, one Docker. We have not deployed so many Docker in one device, in one physical device.
Okay.
Yes?
Do you have any methods kind of exposed out to monitor the system, like, you know, the throughput and bottlenecks?
Yes.
How do you expose out in terms of metrics?
Some of the metrics, including the lag behind. Yeah, you have a lag behind, and this, we can see this here. Yeah, this is a matrix. This is some matrix from RockMQ. We export our cluster name and the broker name and our ID of a broker and addresses, the broker addresses, and our broker version and input TPS and output TPS and some of the PC weight and what we have run our broker and the space of the disk.
Is the TPS from the beginning of time or for specific for a time window?
It's a beginning from time.
So
It's a window. It's a window.
So those are IP addresses and you don't want them available on your device, right?
What?
The ones that are...
What's that are?
Default.
This is our what?
What are they?
They are our inner network IP.
Right.
So I mask this. So I will mask this. Such as when there, this is the private network IP. And we're using RockMQ in our company. So I mask this IP.
Who told you?
It has to answer.
You can't answer even that.
Yeah. So RockMQ has graduated last year. We have, I think there is, just as I read the EPO at the beginning of this session, seldom have no RockMQ. I think we have a little marketing announce voice. So if you are interested in RockMQ, you can test on yourself. And if you have any question, you can email your question to our user email list, just as Apache way.
How many committers do you have?
Committer? About 20.
And how many countries?
Two countries, Japanese and Chinese. So we are very glad to, you know, some of the people from other countries.
So, yeah, I was just curious how much it's spreading beyond just the Alibaba environment, you know?
What?
I was trying to get some gauge of interest outside of Alibaba. How many people are really jumping
in? Oh. Some statistics we have learned from the search engine. I have no hundreds of the company are using RockMQ. As Microsoft cloud company analysis from this data, we can see RockMQ is the top three messaging solution in China. Yeah. So welcome. Thank you.